It's Newcastle's Hit 106.9 with Nick, Jess and Ducko, and there's a very, very scary and startling new craze going around on TikTok. It came to my attention from my dad, actually, of course, you know, as a journal on A Current Affair. And apparently it's happening really bad here in Newcastle and Lake Macquarie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called creeping while they're sleeping.
I hate this so much.
Essentially, if you haven't heard about it, it's gangs who come into the house, usually teenagers, who basically come into people's house while they're asleep. They break in at like 2, 3 a.m. in the morning. They take people's car keys. They film themselves in the house, then get in their car and just take the cars for joyrides and ditch them. And then they play a song, Creepin', over the top of it. And then everyone is now seeing each other do it and trying to outdo each other on TikTok.
And it does seem like one of those things. We've got some copycats now happening right across the country. But it does seem like the purpose isn't for theft and resale of cars or anything. It's for that notoriety and for those likes and shares on TikTok.
Yeah,
which makes
it's unbelievable.
I know, and it makes me loathe to kind of talk about it at all because that kind of gives notoriety to the whole thing. But it is something that people need to be wary of because there's a strike force happening at the moment now for this stunt.
Exactly, yeah. Even New South Wales Police coming out saying they're working with TikTok on it. But we very kindly have a Newcastle local by the name of Neil on the show this morning, unfortunately a victim of this thing.
Yeah.
Neil, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, look, we're good, Neil. I can't. Thank you so much for sharing your story. I can't even imagine. A couple of weeks ago, this happened to you and your wife at home.
Yeah, it was. Once we really said what had happened, it happened about 3 a.m. in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
What had happened is they'd come in and out of the house three times without us knowing. And my wife had heard him in the kitchen and thought it was myself and my 18-year-old son having a chat at 3 a.m., as you do. Oh,
wow. Yep.
And she came out and said, oh, boys, what are you doing? Now, what's going on? And then they took him up the stairs. Well, I can't run to save my life, so she knew it wasn't me. And and then we put chase after him. So it wasn't until at the start it was the adrenaline. It just all that happened, you know, so in the morning it happened to us. But when I looked back at the video footage, and that's the thing that just freaked me out, was the fact that these guys, the lights came on, and they didn't even flinch. They didn't care. They had masks, they had gloves on, and they came into the house several times, stealing laptops and my wife's handbag, which, just after Easter, we had a lot of cash in there. We hadn't been to the bank yet. So they got away with that. And all the car keys. Cars are what they're after. It was the whole strike force, I know I should be aware, but this is where the strike force came about. When a magistrate at 6 a.m. a couple of Monday mornings ago was driving through Newcastle, a car in front, car behind, got the magistrate out of the car and stole his, I'm not sure what the car was, but imagine he'd be driving a nice vehicle. And since that is when the strike force was formed.
Oh, so he essentially got carjacked?
The magistrate got carjacked. And that is when the strike force got formed, was from that day, and straight away, that's when A Current Affair got in contact with me and the Telegraph, and of course now I'm talking on the radio to you guys, trying to get some awareness out there, because it was totally, totally random. It could happen to anybody.
Yes.
Even a spotlight, and everyone knows a spotlight like that could be attached to a camera. That hasn't deterred them, because they're bloody filming themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, my 18-year-old son was asleep, and they actually went through his wallet, didn't take his wallet, just went through it and took out his credit card right next on the bedside table next to his head.
Shut up. He was sleeping and that's terrifying.
That's horrible.
And you see them, they bring out this creeping while you're sleeping. I hadn't heard of it until the forensic officer came next day and he was telling me all about it.
Yeah, now creeping while you're sleeping is the hashtag for this one by the sounds of things. I listened to a podcast about something that happened about a year ago called the Devious Lick in the UK, which was a hashtag where kids would try and vandalise school property and film it and then try and outdo each other that way. In the end, TikTok intervened and they stopped anybody and they started hunting down anybody who had that hashtag or any variation of it to stop people getting any notoriety from it. Do you know if TikTok's doing anything for this one?
Yeah, that's what they're doing. So they are changing the hashtags, but what they're doing is they're changing it every time slightly. So from creeping while you're sleeping to creeping while you sleep. or something, or right. While you're sleeping, they're changing in the hashtag. This is the forensics and the police told me this. It's what they do. So it's hard to shut it down immediately. So
yeah, the equivalent of not sitting still, I guess.
Yes.
Sort of just slight variations. Neil, how are you and your wife and your son sleeping? I mean, yeah. I can imagine. I wouldn't be able to I wouldn't be able to close my eyes again.
No, and you're 100% right, man. It was just a horrendous time. There's things that dance around your mind during the night. You know, because we're back onto the bush, so every time there's a noise or an animal or something, you know, it just really freaks her out.
Of course.
As if it wouldn't.
Yeah. Like you getting up to actually get a drink or whatever she thought you were doing when she heard those voices, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even imagine. That's just so traumatic.
You need to get yourself a big dog, Neil. A big dog that barks and growls at night.
A bodyguard dog.
Well, Neil there, of course, a Newcastle local, this creeping while he's sleeping actually happened to them. So it shows it can happen to anyone at any time. Big here in Newcastle. So, mate, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate your insights into it.
No, my pleasure. I just hope that people do adhere to what we're telling them. Just double check your doors are locked. Make sure it's locked twice during the night. That's all I can say. Yeah.